Start with Mazel Tov to Mishpachas Buchle on the engagement of the daughter, Shtaka Bizeicha, for living his bias, name is Shoal, there is a show in the Baruch. Also thank him for dedicating the Shir, Zayel Nishmas, Marsesti, Hulus Besser, Pshapsi. Last week we started going through the Indian of who's entitled to Shalchanas. If a person does it without the expectation to receive compensation, we went through the Halachos, so maybe he's not, in such cases he's not entitled to get Shalchanas. Went through the Indian of if it's a family member, or if the intention was to be made to one person and ended up the Shatranas worked for someone else. All those cases, we went through what the halacha is, who's entitled to Shatranas. Last week in the Mar Makonis was also supposed to go through the Indian of what happens, what's the compensation that a Shatran is entitled to, something that's a very sore topic by some people, something that's a very diverse range of what the Shatran is entitled to. Feels that he's entitled to. Sometimes people think they're asking for too much money. Other times people are scared and they pay very high prices because they're nervous. What's going to be if I didn't pay him enough? So you have to go through what's taker halacha in the absence of when there's no discussion. The shas, that's usually, we'll see that maybe it's not a very smart practice, but usually when the shidduch is read, it's not acceptable, at least in America, and it's so it actually is, to ask the shatran how much, what his rates are, how much does he charge for the shidduch. There are some shatranim who do stipulate what their rates are. Usually those are very, very high. We'll get into this week's Marma Kremis afterwards, if I could tie him a shati sibach on those rates. But there are, normally when the shidduch is read in America, there's no discussion about how much compensation would the shatran be entitled to if the shidduch goes through. And it's a shayla of how much is the shatran really entitled to, and when would they get engaged. Now it brings us really to a more holistic shayla about this is something that's just true in all types of workers. You hire an electrician, you hire a plumber, you come to the house, they do perform some work, and they hand you a bill. And sometimes you look at the bill and say, wow, this person's way overcharging me. And there was nothing spoken out in the beginning. And so there's a general question is what happens when someone performs a service for me? Again, we mentioned Shatranas is no different than other services which are performed for me. It either goes into a lacha of a payel or a yerid, but it's the relationship between a person and a shatran is a relationship of an employer-employee relationship. And so the general question over here, what happens, and this is where the lacha of a shatran gets answered by not necessarily the Shatranas, but in the general lacha of Sechiras Payelim, is what happens when a person hires a worker and there's nothing discussed, the shas, the work is being, before the work was started being performed, there's no discussion how much compensation is the person entitled to. And very often, even when there is some sort of a discussion before, sometimes in a bigger job, if they hire a contractor, they end up doing more work and there's nothing discussed about that work. And there's a general question, how much compensation is the person, is he entitled to in the absence of something being spoken out clearly as to what he is entitled to get paid. So the Mechaber in Simon Shin Lamed Bey is discussing with someone shliach hires a worker, and he tells him that the Baal Bais is going to give you lefi what the minhag HaMedina is. So he says, Hayu b'Medina mishaniska b'shloisha, mishaniska b'arba. There's two types of workers. There's some that get paid by three, and some that get paid four. Eidin noislam ela shloisha. The idea is he's not entitled to get more than what the lower rate is. And the Shach explains, it comes from a lot of Rishonim like this, that the date of the inish at tarizilo, that the worker, that means that when a common hires a worker, his expectation sort of is to pay the lower rate. If the worker feels that he's entitled to compensation at a higher rate, it's incumbent on the worker to specify that he is someone who expects to get paid higher. And in absence of him specifying that he is entitled to get the higher rate, the halacha would be that he always gets the lower rate. So we go with Basar, the halacha is that he gets the tarizil, he gets the lower rate. So if you have a lot of workers which get $100 an hour, and some workers only take, let's say, $70 an hour, if a person at the onset of the work does not specify that he wants $100 an hour, he would not be entitled to charge that extra amount. And this is a klal, anytime you hire a worker, and the worker is not the one who specifies at the time that the work is being performed that he wants the higher rate, the halacha is that you're always entitled to give it to him at the lower rate, and he can't be mechayiv you to pay him the higher rate. Now, although this is true as a klal, that the person is entitled to, that a worker is only entitled to get at the low rate in absence of anything being specific. Lamaisa, let's take a case where an electrician or a plumber comes to my house, he performs a service for me, and after the service is performed, He gives me a bill, and I say, listen, this is ridiculous. You hung up a light for me. You're charging me $100. I could have had a handyman do it to $40. Is he entitled to make that argument? Listen, you know, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that a worker is only entitled to get the lower rate. So this is not true for two reasons. This is where it gets complicated. Although there's a klal that the worker only gets the tire zili, he gets the lower amount. In that case, the worker would actually probably be right, depending on different factors, to charge the higher amount. So let's give one of those two things. The Pesach Choshen speaks this out, and it's L'Chari Dava Poshet, that if I hire a worker, and this worker is more of an expert, so rather, when we say to Klal that he's entitled, that the worker gets, the tire zili gets the lower amount, if I hire a lawyer, there's some lawyers that take $900 an hour because he's a big mumcha in this field, or there's some lawyers that take only $300 an hour. If I hire someone I go to a law firm, which is the experts in this field, and the reason why they pay him is because he's a big chacham, he's a big pekeach in this field, to say that he gets the same compensation as someone who's not as smart and can't do the work in the same way, and the raya is that he usually gets that rate, so that he always have to look at his mumchoyas. When I hire a handyman, there's one rate for a handyman. When I hire a plumber, there's another rate for a plumber. So you always have to look at this person's expertise as to how much such he's entitled to pay. Someone who's an electrician, and he goes and hangs up a light fixture, although maybe you're going to make the argument that he didn't need all his expertise in this case, and a handyman could have done it, but if I hire an electrician, and he has a certain expertise, and that expertise affords him that he charges at a rate that's much higher, the fact that would entitle him to get paid at the higher rate. So this will obviously complicate, as they want to figure out the lower rate. I can't just say, oh well, I could have gotten this job someplace bad. We always have to look at a person performing this service, his expertise, how much he could charge based on his expertise. Someone who's in business longer sometimes is able to charge more. If he's successful, he's able to charge more. So you have to look at there's a reason why he's able to charge more, because he's a bigger expert in the field, and that's what entitles him to get more. So again, although it's a claw that he gets the lower rate, sometimes it's hard to figure out what category to put each particular worker in. And the second thing is, as brought down, again, it's not, I didn't see it in the Furish in any earlier Peskim, but I saw it from brought down Sheref Toy Nisbam, I heard it from Chaim Cohen as well, the Sechem Mishpat HaPoylem brings such a svara, that if you go to the marshal to a doctor, or with an electrician, a plumber, and they always have a set rate, to say that the diet of the Inish Atari Zila expected to go to pay the lower rate, I walked into a doctor's office, I know more or less that they have set rates. So the same expectation was I'm going to pay what the different doctor, the other doctors charge a low rate. That's not moving. If I know that there's a set rate for a certain thing, and I go in ahead and I go into it without asking him what the rate is, I'm sort of accepting what the rate is. That we say that diet of the incha, the tarazilu, is a type of work, and again, it depends what type of work you're doing. The electrician and the plumber could fall into this sometimes. They negotiate. It's always a negotiation. You figure out sometimes he charges this, sometimes he charges that. But if they have a call, a service call, no, I never take less than a certain amount of money. So now I'm saying, I don't want to pay for the service call because I could have gotten someone who charges less for that service call. But if I have a flat rate, and that rate is something which is a non-negotiable rate, then you're sort of accepting that rate and that. So again, one opinion is that a worker sort of goes, when we say he gets the lower amount, you have to always look at his expertise, how much the low rate in his thing is. And also you have to look at the fact that sometimes that there are people who have set rates that are non-negotiable rates, and it's sort of, I'm accepting, when I go into a doctor, I'm sort of expecting that he has a set fee per procedure which is being done, or per the service that I'm taking for him, and the chayav b'mechuyav to pay it, even though we're going to say that the person, the rate is the lower rate, but again, these are exceptions to that clause. And we've had a lot of dinatarians that come up in the gaiters, and it's always very, very hard to figure out which category a person falls in. We had a case where the guy was he fought a few taxes to get it lower, and he said he had it in with the tax assessor, and that's why he's able to help so much and get it lower. And they were saying, no, I could have gone to someone else, and the other people are cheaper. Again, it's very hard to know. What's tax's value? How do you quantify his in? Is it true? Is it not true? Does he ever negotiate his rates? Does he always have a clout? And it's very often very, very hard to define and to figure out how much a person is really entitled to pay. Which brings us to the Chavetz Chaim, which I put in the Maamar Kaimus last week, which is such a yisaidus to the Chavetz Chaim, and it's kedai, I'm going to spend 2 minutes just to read it, because it's very fundamental, and if someone adheres to it, would solve himself from a lot of problems. So like this, v'shakol odom shemevakesh la'odom acher sheyasle eza pula b'star. Anyone who's asking someone else to perform a service for him, which the person's going to pay for that work. He should always set the fee before he starts the work. He should set the fee. The Chavetz Chaim, the Ilav Hochi, Olul Ma'oid Liyaz Gazlan Oishik Schar Socher. He says, if you're not going to make up a set price, you're not going to have a fee set before you start the work, he says, so he explains, a person needs a, he says, we're always hiring a car, so there's a lot of workers that they hire every year. He says, after the pool is done, there's a disagreement. The Balabai says he thinks he's entitled to so much, and then the negotiations start, well, you did this, I don't think you should get so much money. It says that even if they come to an agreement, very often that agreement was coerced. He feels he had no choice. He was forced into the woman feels that he performed the service, he's really entitled to more money. He was forced into this, so he accepts it more. It says, and the Chafetz Chaim seems to say that even though he tells you he's moichel, still you can't accept that mechil necessarily. And he says, it's almost impossible to ascertain what the minhag ha-medina is. Which is the thing that we spoke of before. Every pu'ula you have to know lefi inyana, how much the minhag ha-medina is to get paid for that. About kochas of the Chavach Chaim, im yirtze lotzis yidecha vasoi, li pikpok, yim muchach tomid, liten habal malocha kifi mashe reitze. If you're not going to make up what the price is before, and you want to be yitze, li pikpok, you always have to pay him whatever his rate is. So Chavach Chaim seems to say, and there's a chiddush of the Chavach Chaim, I'm not sure I fully understand it. Chavach Chaim says that even though normally we should apply the klal of moitz mecha, if you don't know what the minig is, that you went to the Chavetz Chaim seems to say that if you want to be yotze, you're a chrayist over here, you better pay him in full. Because if you're not going to negotiate a price before, you're going to wait till afterwards, he's going to hand you a bill, and you're going to hem and haw about it, he's charging you too much, and it could be he's not going to be moichel b'leiv shalom, even if you come to an agreement, and sometimes you can't even come to an agreement. So the Chavetz Chaim, if you want to be etzim, be yotze, de shemayim, you better pay him, in full of what he wants. Is that kosher moitz of the Chavetz Chaim? It's a very hard situation to be in, where a person could just send you any bill, and you're going to feel comfortable paying him. He should make up the mekach mechila of yotze midei kol sofet. Then the Chavetz Chaim gives a bit of business advice. He says, "V'gam b'alam alochol yezel loyal yidezeh." If a person negotiates before the worker has the job, he could get a better price. He also braid up yodel litin la'acher. He can always, if you're not happy with the price, he knows that you can always run off to someone else. Mashenke, once you start the work, he has you over the barrel. He can charge you a lot of money. Again, this is something that's kedai, the Indian of what the Chavetz Chaim says over here, that if it's kedai, when any time someone hires a worker, he should make up exactly what he's going to pay for the work which is being completed. And I would add that often when it is discussed how much we get paid, the people don't think out, anticipate the extras and what the job could lead to, and a person should have something set up for that as well, because that's a lot of times that's where the disagreements come, and you add it and this, and we have a base price. Again, the Chavetz Chaim says that if a person does work for you and you don't really negotiate the price, it's all years gone of gazlan oishak schasacher. If you don't pay him what he demands from you to pay, and the Vavidus should be avoided. You have to put it in writing. At least you're not going to say it to be a misunderstanding afterwards. Upon him, it should be discussed. Now, that being said, by Shadchanus, this is extremely difficult. He just went and gave a whole thing from the Chavetz Chaim that you should make it up before. When it comes to Shadchanus, it's almost unheard of. It's almost, unfortunately, in regard to Eretz Yisrael, it's much more accepted that when the shatran calls you, you'll ask him what, and he'll speak out to you what he charges for being a shatran. But in America, from what I've heard, it's almost the usual case. It's something which is not discussed before a shidduch is done. Now, if you're going to mention it, you might come across as a little, okay, is he trying to squeeze me? It's something which is maybe difficult to mention, again, by Shachanis and Allah, it's goodwill, and you want to afford that goodwill, and now you're going to start mentioning something this person get a perception that you're cheap, and this, and you're trying to squeeze him, although there might not be a perception, so I don't know if it's necessarily the best idea when it comes to Shachanis, although in everything else, I would say for sure, a person should adhere to what the Chavetz Chaim says, but that being said, if a person makes a decision that he doesn't want to go ahead and mention what it is. He has to be prepared, like the Chavetz Chaim says, that he better do what the minhag ha-medina is. And if he does something which is less than the minhag ha-medina, it's only as ganev, a gazlan, and yikav yishchasoch, again, very chomodik in yonim of someone who doesn't pay what the rightful compensation is. And this is what the Chafetz Chaim says, he afshaleda minag ha-medina, this is something that's more true by Shadchanis than probably any other field. It's almost impossible to know what the rate is. In Toronto, it's $2,500 is the minimum. In Lakewood, it could be 1,000. Over here, it could be 1,800. Different communities have different things. And there's so many factors that go into what the minag is. It's telling that in the professional, if a professional shachan gets one rate, someone who does it on the side gets a different rate, someone who just this is only a friend of the chassan akal gets a different rate, and then there's who fits into what, who's a professional, how professional he is. There's so many different factors that go into it, and not to mention that the way it works today is the affluency of the parents is a factor. You're this professional, you're a lawyer, you pay one fee. If you're someone else, then they expect they have a different expectation. But the ma'isa, soif kol soif, if you remember that what's going on is an employer-employee relationship, and you ultimately have to fulfill what the Halacha says, and if it's someone who does not pay what's entitled to get, what the person's entitled to get paid, is a ganav and a gazan. Again, if he, sometimes the shachan doesn't take advantage of this, again, and they try squeezing out more, people are nervous, that's also wrong, and but to find the right medium is very difficult when it comes to the Indian of shachanas. But I'll give the call is you have to pay lafi minik ha-medina. Again, I'm going to very clear that it's very hard to ascertain what the minhag ha-medina is. The person has to remember, again, the Chafetz Chaim seems to be a chiddush, and he says that we should go with the klal maybe of mitzvah b'raya, but he seems to say that if a person wants to be yetzer b'dei shemayim, he better make sure that he pays up to what either he has a choice to make up before, and that would be a simple yetzer. But if that's not practical, then he has to pay in order to make sure that he doesn't chas v'shalom come to be over the iser of gazer. Now I want to go now to this week's topic. Although we had another topic which we left out last week, what happens when Shachan off in different places, we'll leave that for a different week because I want to get to the Indian of Meshach Yisroch. That's the Lamaisa, what's the Tan? The Lamaisa is, Yef Shaleda Minig HaMokim. If you could figure it out, listen, I'll have to make a deal with you. You figure out what the Minig is and I'll task an old Shabbos based on that. Figure out what the Minig is. It's not very hard. So now we have to go and look what happens when it's not clear. The basis of what we're having up here is the etzim, the way the shach passes, the tzeis, and all the paskin, that his compensation, at least when he's a poyel, is the other paftein. When he gets the lower amount, he gets tarazila, he gets the lowest of what the going rate is. Now, how to figure out what the going rate is, he talked right. It's taught something which is very, very difficult to figure out. And that's why the etzim, the best thing in a perfect world, would be something which we discussed before, and something should be clear. We don't live in a perfect world, but if you're not going to discuss it before, the chari would put yourself into the position that the Chofetz Chaim says you shouldn't put yourself into the position of. But the Chofetz Chaim says, when you're in the position, we didn't make up mirosh, if you're not going to give him what the minhag ha-medina is, then you owe to be a guy. That's the lamaisa, what the Chofetz Chaim seems to suggest, that lots of sidei shemayim, you should take go ahead and to make sure that he gets paid. Make it dina kubi, that you could rely on the fact that it's a mitzvah el-ra'i, let him prove what the minig is. The lamaisa, the halacha is clear, it's the mitzias which is not clear. So if you want to forget the mitzias, kolokavot. Let's go on to the inyan of Meshach Yisigoch. Again, we mentioned that sometimes when Shachanim do call, and you have sometimes, let's give a case, a person calls up, a person has a daughter, is already, older, and a person calls up and tells him, I have a boy that's mamash perfect for your daughter, I know that I may be able to get a yes from them, and I'm telling you, this shidduch is mamash perfect, I know what you're looking for, everything is gewaldig. By the way, my fees for Shachanim is $36,000. Nope. So the person makes a cheshbon, he thinks about it, Maisa, his daughter is getting older, and he makes a cheshbon, he saved up this for the chas, and this and that. Maisa, what should he do? Maisa, the person's giving him an opportunity, and worst comes to worst, if the shidduch doesn't work, so then he won't have to pay. So at the end of the day, the person says, you know what, he's going to say to tell the shachan yes, and he'll take chances, he knows that he's getting, it's a shakedown, but he fails. What can I do? Maisa, what am I supposed to do? Maisa, he wants his daughter to get engaged, and he goes ahead and agrees to pay that exorbitant fee. And the question over here is, after the shidduch happens, the shidduch, the first one there, is the shatan waiting for, he knows all the halachos, you have to give it to him that day. And do you have a right to tell him that you don't want to pay him, that lamaisa, although you told him that you're going to pay him these exorbitant fee, do you have a right to tell him that you're not going to pay it then? Although it sounds connected, everything we learned till now, is we always learned that a person says, and it can't be echad b'peh, echad b'leiv, and a person says, it's a mechus ha-mon, and this and that. Nice, over here we're introduced to a new concept, that is a concept called Meshach HaYisibach. The Gemara discusses...
We did discuss this in the past.
We did? I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember discussing. That could be blah. Certain things you remember about him.
Taxi driver shakes you down because he knows that he's a weird guy.
Well, that's I put a tshuva in that in the end where the taxi driver shakes you down. But there's a concept like this. So the makom of the suffolk, over here is that the Gemara discusses like this. The Gemara discusses Reisha Bereach Mebeisah, so someone escapes from jail. And he comes to, I guess, a river, whatever, he has to get across it. And he tells the person, I'm going to pay you a very high fee if you take me over. Although he promised the person to pay him a very high rate, still the person who takes him across the river is not entitled to go ahead and to get that extra compensation. And the Gemara does discuss that if the person loses, or in the discussion, the postman, if it has to be a vadidik loss, or if it's only for potential loss, but if the person gives up, his job was he was catching fish, and he gives up the opportunity he had his net, and he would have been able to catch, and maybe potentially make a certain amount of money, had he continued and not taken you across the river, then he would have made an X amount of money. In that case, I thought I have to pay him. But in absence of him losing, and a person didn't have any loss based on the fact that he took me across the river and he charged me an exorbitant fee, the Gemara says, I could tie a mishata yisibach. I was joking. Although I promised you I'm going to give you this amount of money, really I never intended to give it to you and I was really joking. And a person who took him across the river doesn't think the joke is too funny. But Lamai said, you have a right to say mishata, the Gemara is very clear, you have a right to tie a mishata yisibach. I was only joking and therefore I'm not mechuyev to go ahead and to give you that money, and here it's a case where I made up. Now, normally when I make up a certain price, and a person starts doing work based on that price, the halacha is that it's a kinyan on the work, and the fees are is a kinyan on that amount, I may promise someone, but that's only when it's a rate, which is a normal rate. And again, we're talking about the Gemara's case, it has to be well over the rate, and some places we'll see in the Sivis, it may be double, or for sure six more, it's over the Shira of Eino, it's in the Sivis Nemzon. But we're zicha talking about that it wasn't just the person charged me a little above what the going rate was, the person was way over what the going rate is, and he charged me, he told me I have to pay this amount of money. The halacha is that I don't have to pay him that money. So we'll see that if he makes a kinyan, and our writing doesn't necessarily mean a kinyan, but if he does it the right way in writing, then he'll be mechuyev to pay him anyway. It's mechuyev to shayim, but that's the way the mechabes is the paskin zivches. So let's understand this halacha. What's the basis of this? We're saying halacha that katayna meshati yisibach. What's going on? And about that, there's a big machloekes rishonim to how to understand this halacha, and we'll see that machloekes rishonim will play itself out. It's whether or not by shatchanus, where a person says that I'm giving this exorbitant rate, as to whether or not it's applicable to say this or not. In the case of the Gemara, the person's life was presumably in danger because he was escaping from a prison escape. His life was in danger. Is a svara dafka over there. How far do we take this case? How far do we apply this halacha that a person who agrees to pay an exorbitant rate is not required to go ahead to make this payment, and it can always tie into the svara that Meshati Sibach is really joking? So the same brisa that discusses this halacha is also found in the Gemara Yevamos. And the Gemara Yevamos is discussing a case where a person's husband, a lady's husband, was nifter, he was nafal l'yibum, and the person didn't want to perform the yibum, but he wanted to do chalitza. And it was a person who was an inei hagan. It was not Roy, really. It was a person, the brother was not a good person. So the lady promised him to give him a certain amount of money if he performs the chalitza. So Gemara Vidya says, although he promised to perform the money for the chalitza, after the person does the chalitza, the lady katayna meshati yisibach, I was only joking. So Rashi Vidya in that sugya describes, explains why you katayna meshati yisibach. He says the kivon da leha ramya lemevet. Any time I was mechuyev be'etzim to go ahead and to do this work, I could tie a mishati yisibach. So in the case of Telda and Rabbi Rani, a person has a boat and the person has to get across the river. So Rashi is presumably understanding that he has a chiyev midino, and the Pasha is the way the Ritva explains Rashi is because he has a mitzvah. He has a chiyev out of the mitzvah shaboy. He has to take him across the river. So since there's a chiyev because of a mitzvah that he has to bring him across, so therefore I could tie a mishati yisibach. I was only going ahead and joking, and I don't have to perform it because you had to really perform the service for me. The relevant to me promising you this exorbitant fee, you have to do it for me anyway, because you had a mitzvah to go ahead and to do it. So the fact that I promised to give you something which you had a chiyuv to do anyway, so it's a mitzvah, that's non-binding, that extra promise which I made. That's Pashas of Shitas Rashi. Other Rishonim say this as well. The Ramban argues on this, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Rashba, they argue on this. And they hold that it's not necessarily that it has to be a mitzvah. Even if there's no mitzvah, performed. It's telling if the person is in a mad situation of oinus, and helps hakeret mitzvah is not enough of a factor. It has to be the situation is that he's so desperate, he's an oinus, and there's no other way to get this unless you go ahead and do it to him. Therefore, he's allowed to fool you in order to get around the oinus. And then Ramban says, an afkamina between this pshatim is what happens if you have a doctor. And the doctor is, wants to charge you a crazy fee. And you tell him you're going to give him that fee. Do you have to pay him or not? He says, if the vod is out a mitzvah, so you would have to, he has a mitzvah, and you wouldn't have to go ahead and to give it to him. After the oinus, he says, it's not such oinus, because he's really, so if the Ramban is svara, then when I have a doctor, is sort of, he's selling me his chachma, and his chachma is really invaluable. He's the one who knows how to do this work. Other people don't know it. It's invaluable, the chachma is. So he says, not such a real shaking me down so strongly, because he's selling me his chachma. And it's up to the Ramban, that according to Rashi, it's pshat that it's a mitzvah, but a loch would be that if a doctor charges me an exorbitant price, I don't have to pay him. Hashanken, according to his pshat, I would have to pay him for that work, because his chachma is invaluable, and it's not. So, the chayra, and Erech Shai speaks this out, is that it was available maybe to get it from someone else. Erech Shai says that if you have a doctor, and he's the only one who knows how to perform this particular procedure, then he says that maybe even the Ramban would agree because that would be considered an oinus. What he's saying is true. He's saying, again, I didn't see anyone else who speaks out in the Ramban, but the Erech Shai speaks out that the Ramban's talking about a case where it's possible to get this from someone else, but if it's impossible to get to only one person who knows this, then it could be that would qualify as an oinus. The Maaseh in Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea seems to pass him like this Ramban. It says in Kisna, V'sar Reifei Harbei, Chayiv Litim Lo Shechach Mosle, Mochamoy Ve'im Lo Amdom. There's no, it's an invaluable amount of what it's worth, of its value. Now, the Ramobadir sort of speaks out, Avon Zitzad of Mitzvah. And he says, V'afa B'shiyesh Mitzvah Olav L'Rabbi. So he has a mitzvah to heal him. Shekol Mitzvah Sasei, the Rami Akuli Alma, since the mitzvah is not, this particular doctor doesn't have the mitzvah to go ahead and perform to heal this person, it's a kolistic mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that everyone has to perform to heal him. It's not dafkan this right, but he's the one who maybe has this knowledge, but it's not his mitzvah, it's not his chiyuv. We can't force him to be coming behind the mitzvah. Mele says, the mitzvah svara is not enough, and the only way I could force him is based on the fact that, although I promised to pay him to something, a mitzvah, which he's doing a mitzvah by healing me, but since it's not a mitzvah which is mutl necessarily on him more than another person, for such a mitzvah I still have to go ahead and to pay. So that's the two first svaras in the Rishonim is that in order to qualify for this din of Meshapizbach, to make a claim that I don't have to pay you because I was really joking, you have to meet the criteria either, according to Rashi, it has to be a mitzvah, and according to the Ramban, it's totally in how desperate the person was. If the person was an oinus, and he only promised him achmas oinus, then therefore we say that agreement is a non-binding agreement because he didn't really mean to. That's a svar Ramban. He never really meant that he's going to pay that money, although he said he's going to pay that money, he never really meant it. And the fact that he said it is non-binding, and therefore I could sort of claim the tightness of oinus afterwards, and I'll be potter from going ahead and paying. There's a third svar in the Rishonim, which is found in Tosfos, it's found in the Rosh. It says, as far as Tam is like, it doesn't have to be an oinus, it doesn't have to be that it was a mitzvah. Since I promised you much more than the going great, that in itself is non-binding, it has nothing to do with the fact that it was a mitzvah. The fact that I promised you to give you much more than what the going great is, that's a non-binding great. The Rosh is talking about where I promised the person to be an Orah for me, and I got out of it, and the Tosfos and Yevamos also seems to say it's without any mitzvah at all. So the Nesivus learns that it's based on the fact that it's enough. Others don't seem to make that case. We're running out of time. Just go through quickly what we'll tie it into the Shachronis. So the Ramon, Simon Reish Amadala, brings down the Locha, that this person is running away from this. It's Surah, the Locha is, I can tell you, Meshapni Yisibach. Then he brings, like this, Yeshoimrim, Hodein Eloschara, Haini Bedover Shein Regilus Litin Lov Harbe. It has to be that it's any rogel to give a lot of money for it. Aber dovashtech litin harbe, if you go in hashpoz, shaden, there used to be a concept when they had to find out some of the information. They used to go to the shaden and make a shur, they were saying the emes, and they used to get the information from them. Oi roifa, chayev litin loy, chomash is his name. In the case of a roifa and hashpoz shaden, then they could get whatever I made up with him, then I have to pay. So there are more of a shatchonis in my yellow story. Ramo says that by a shatchan, I can only, even though I make up to pay a lot of money, I can't demand from him afterwards to pay more than what the rate of a shatchan typically is. And the machlokes had to understand the halacha of the Ramah. The makor of the Ramah is from the Maram, and had to understand that Maram is machlokes from the Gedolei Achronim. There's a Mariba in Leiv, which says like this, V'dafka b'shatchanim, David var mitzvah. And it understands that the reason why Shatchanim is different because it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah l'zavik zivugim. The Eilat Shad Tuchel, he says that's what he learns from the Ramah, because since it's a mitzvah to make a shidduch, so Meila, it's named to the case of Tilda and Mevirani, which is a mitzvah to save someone. The same is true that I have a mitzvah to make a shidduch. If you go with the Ramban Svara, that it's a mitzvah kolius and the way Ramah learns by Raifa, a chari can't be more than that. So the fact that there are more paskins by Raifa not like this is a chari shtickle indicative that a raya, that is connected to Mariban Lev, the Pshan the Maram is not like that. The Pashas of the Ramah, they didn't accept that the reason why you could sort of say Mishati Yisabach, that I fooled you, was because the person had a chiyuv to do it anyways, that's the mitzvah to the Mizavik Zavugim, the Chor, because they see, which is Loy Chor, although now I'm not going to argue that it might not be a mitzvah, the Chor is Loy Gorod, and a Reifu has a mitzvah to save someone, and since it's a mitzvah, it's not necessarily mutal on this particular person, we say that that's not enough for to be Mechayev, and the Chor, who had been, by Al-Tashatim, to say that that would be the chiyuv. It's hard to learn that in the Ramah. The Ranach says, well, had you also, that the Svar keeping the lava lay Rami l'shadech, and that's why he learns that Ramah says it's not the Svar of a mitzvah. And Achar, it's before in the Shach, they pass, and not like this Mariban Lev, he says, the Chena din besirsa. He says, not a Shachin, a broker. He says, who did a broker? A broker is not the case of a Shachin. A broker is usually talking about brokering a property or brokering some sort of a business deal. And the Ramah says that the Shach says that the Ramah says that the Shachon is Emil Eschore, who had been, that is going to be a broker. So, and he says, he references the Berivas and the Marim Ben Leiv, that they say, Dachke Beshachin, and it says, Ein Shem, the Shach says that it's not true. And that the fact that the Ramah Paskin, that by a Shatchonis, I could say Meshatis, but I was only joking, and I'm going to pay you, is true not only by Shatchon, it's true by every broker. And the Shach is clearly learning Shatchon Neramon, and that's the Pashas of Neramon in Yeridea, right? It says a bit of that this halacha is not totally in the part that it's a mitzvah. And the Chayr Huadin, it's not totally because it was a certain particular Einis. A Sir says not Einis to buy this property to say that it was an Einis, is a Chayr be a Chiddush to say that it's Shatchon Neramon. And the Chayr, and this is the way many Achronim learn the Ramon, they're most passing like this third Shita, which is the Shita of the Rosh, and Shita of Taisus, that any time I demand an exorbitant fee, irrelevant how strong the person was mechuyev to go ahead and perform that service. And since it's something which is not really entitled to overcharge me by this exorbitant price, I could always tie in a mishat yisibach, I was joking, and I could get out of making the payment. The halacha, the Chacham Tzvi, the Shmos Yaakov, many other gedolei achronim say you could say kimli kaharamo, and in a case where a shatchan is overcharging by this exorbitant price, in the case that we said, the person wants, because I have an in with the boy, I'm going to go ahead and take this crazy, charge this crazy amount of money, even if the person went ahead and agreed to it, he could always claim afterwards, Meshati Yisibach, I was only joking, and therefore I shouldn't be Mechuyif to go ahead and to pay you. Again, don't try this by your first kid, maybe by your last. But again, a peep, Diktik Halacha, this is true, that a person would have a right sometimes to tie in a Meshati Yisibach. Now that being said, really out of time. There's a lot of factors that go into the shayla. Again, we're saying a klal, we're starting off, the starting point is that a ketayna mishata yisibach. Again, there's many, many factors that go into as to whether or not how to actually practically apply this mishata yisibach. I definitely would not advise someone to go into a deal with hoping that he'll be able to win on the ketayna of mishata yisibach, because there are many, many factors. There's a few of them. There's a machlokes ksos and derech shai. First of all, it has to be what happens in the time of Mishati Yisibach, I was joking. What happens if he wasn't really joking? He thought he was stuck, which is very often. Afterwards, he starts thinking, oh, he goes ask the Shaila afterwards. But Mishas Meister, he was planning on paying and making the payment. Is he entitled to time of Mishati Yisibach or not? Success used to say that he cannot time in such a case Mishati Yisibach. There's Erech Shai, he says maybe that he could. There's a Ktzais that says that if the person who performed the service had any financial loss in order to perform that service, I mean, if it was only a small amount of money, so if the Shatkin went and drove someplace to meet you, to discuss it with you, he met your daughter in the someplace, he drove there, he had some financials, couldn't choice, maybe be mechuyev. Again, there's like, you go on and on, with many different svaras that are found in the Achronim as to whether or not a ketayna mishat yisibach. I just wanted to bring out the concept that it's a tremendous mitzvah for someone to be mezavid zivugim. But if a person tries taking advantage of that and tries to get an exorbitant price, there could be some times where a person, even after he made up that he would give him a particular price, then it could be that you'd be able to tie and sort of get out of it. Again, maybe it goes connected a lot of what we learned, that a person has to be honest and be truthful with another person, which is all true. But it seems like over here, again, I don't have a clerk on this, but it seems like it's based on the fact that the person is doing something which is wrong. He's either being able to survey no, or if he had a chiv to do it after mitzvah anyway. So here, if a person goes ahead and promises an exorbitant amount of money, it could be the halacha will be able to get out of it based on tying the svara of Meshad Izabach. Next week, we'll mash on the other nyonim, and we'll start maybe going through the more proteus about who's what percentage of, you have multiple shatchanim involved, if one person reads it, another person is involved with the shidduch somewhat, and another person brings it to the gemira, how much each one is entitled to, Matzshem will go through that inyan of a maskel of gemer and emtzai. I don't remember doing it. That's fast.
I know the previous.
Sometimes you remember about these things about him.
That we had such a story about the taxi driver at the place, so like it was the last.
If you look in the back, that's true. Put in his mama's like, it's the end of his run, he doesn't want to do it. And
yeah.